Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Banquet by B. Mike Bunge, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The yearly Safety Awards banquet was this spring. I've been to these events before, but never to speak. I was asked to speak on behalf of my friendship with James and how he touched my life. He was a longtime businessman in the construction field in Oklahoma City and a close friend of the supply company sponsoring the banquet. I was standing at the podium looking out at all the people, and all I could do was think of him. My eyes caught those standing in the rear. They were the policemen, the firemen, the paramedics. Outside, I could see the fire trucks, police cars, ambulances, all along with the police helicopter. I began my storytelling of a friend that I met when I was a young man just out of military and college. That was over 40 years ago. James had given me my very first job in construction. 40-some years later, we were still friends. But long ago, when I was just an upstart in the construction field, I was with him on one of the projects we were doing. We had scaffolding set up some 60 feet in the air in order to put the acoustical ceilings in at a church being built in Enid, Oklahoma. Then something happened in a flash. The scaffold tower began to lean and started to topple over. There was a man standing in its direct path. No words were said, only movement. Movement that was so fast it was like a blur. James jumped and ran to the man and pushed him as hard as he could. The tower came tumbling down and crashed to the concrete floor below. That falling tower had clipped James's arm, but luckily he was clear of the impact. Ray, the man James saved, was a dear friend to both of us for years to come. There were many times that I wanted to tell everyone the story of how he saved Ray, but James caught my eye and stopped me without saying a word. He was a hero, and I wanted to shout it out to the world, but I couldn't. James would not allow it. Some people react to danger differently from others. Putting yourself in harm's way can be foolish, stupid, or heroic. The uniformed civil servants of this country are heroes. Not just my hero, but America's heroes. They will always stand tall in my eyes, just like my friend James. At the closing of the banquet, the smiles and the handshakes of the emergency personnel said it all. James died last October, and it was time to tell his story. The banquet was just an evening, but that lone event of what my friend did will live forever in my heart.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.